بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله tonight is the 15th of January in the year 2022 and alhamdulillah the last few sessions we've been discussing the fatherless subject of character and the last report I mentioned which I'll mention again Our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, And whoever is there to help his brother in time of need, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him in his time of need. Recorded in Ahmad in his Musnad, number 7929. So here, like I mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was highlighting that apart from the endless virtues of fulfilling needs, it also divinely assures the solution to our many own personal needs. So think about that. Sometimes we have problems and we can't see a light at the end of the tunnel. And maybe the light at the end of the tunnel was you helping a brother in time of need. Sheikha A. Helwa, in her book, Secrets of Divine Love, page 64, she quoted the famous artist Pablo Picasso, who said, The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. So what did this famous artist, why did he come to this conclusion? Simply put, We all have something which our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala has particularly blessed us with, i.e. such as knowledge, wealth, organizing, poetry, etc. Thus it is our duty to find this and then to share that with others. For indeed such people live the most fulfilling of lives. So it's easy to quote, so what's the meaning of life is to find your gift. But what's your gift? Have you found your gift? A lot of people never find their gift, not interested. But then when you found your gift, now your life's purpose is to give it away. And that is where you will find, i.e. fulfillment. The learned Sheikha also went on to relate the poignant words of Malcolm X, rahmatullah alayh. In her work, Secrets of Divine Love, page 216. So Malcolm X, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, When I is replaced with we, then even illness becomes wellness. When I is replaced with we, then even illness becomes wellness. So what's interesting about Malcolm X, rahmatullah alayhi, is that he was a walking dictionary. He actually memorized the dictionary. So he would play with words. And this is one of his famous quotes. So illness, if you replace the I in illness and you put W, what happens to illness? It becomes wellness. So when you've replaced I with we, an ailment becomes the cure. Thus, what the renowned Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh was highlighting is that in serving others, there is a much needed cure. If you just say that, there's no eloquence. Serve others. There's a cure in it. Person goes, thank you, brother. Malcolm X said, when I is replaced with we, then even illness becomes wellness. That's how the great people speak. Very eloquent. So note again, everything that the people who excelled in their fields are saying, it confirms. Sheikha A. Helwa had also related in her work Secrets of Divine Love, page 113. Islam is a journey of lovingly serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of life we were given, but could do nothing to ever earn. Our life is thus a loan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is why the word deen, which is often translated as religion, is originally born out of a root word, dain, meaning debt. Thus, in essence, by walking the path of Islam, we are also seeking to pay our debt to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us the priceless gift of life. Subhanallah. So the learned Shaykha, she's explaining that Islam is a journey of serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why are we serving Him? Because He's blessed us with something we could never earn. So if somebody gives you something that you could never acquire, no matter how much effort you put in, you are indebted to Him. Everybody understands that. I think there's a amongst the Chinese or the Japanese, that if somebody saves your life, you become his slave. So the Shaykh is saying, Allah Ta'ala has given you life, so our response is to serve Him. Then she said, our life is a loan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now why did she mention a loan? Because in Arabic, the word for debt is dain, dain. And its root is also the word deen. So what's the link? By walking the path of Islam, your deen, we are seeking to pay our deen, our debt to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us the priceless gift of life. So look at all these three quotes. Exactly the same thing. Pablo Picasso, meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. Malcolm X, when I is replaced with we, then even illness becomes wellness. And the Shaykh is explaining our relationship with Allah, the Almighty and Glorious. We are in debt to Him. How do we pay the debt? By serving Him. And in fact, serving others. As the renowned boxer Muhammad Ali, rahmatullah alayhi, so beautifully articulated, service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. Subhanallah. Service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. In the work Shaykh Ehelwa, Secrets of Divine Love, page 333. This is actually etched on his gravestone, this quote of his. Service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. Note again, great minds think alike, as the saying goes. And they're all saying the same thing, but different wording. So are we serving others? No. That means that you are a spiritual bum. Basically, that's what it means. You're not paying your rent. But who am I paying my rent to? You're paying your rent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You owe Him a debt. He's given you. Service to others is the rent to others, not yourself, that you pay for your room here on earth. Consider also the priceless bounty for this immense deed, about which our beloved Messenger himself said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever fulfills the need of his Muslim brother, then I, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will stand near his balance, mizan. If it is heavy, then fine. Otherwise, I, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will then intercede in his favor. Subhanallah. This is in Abu Nu'aym al-Hilya, number 9038, or volume 6, page 389. So think about this. You fulfill the need of your Muslim brother. You're paying your rent on earth, as they say. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will now stand near your mizan. Think about that. Who's standing near your balance? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it is heavy, he goes, I won't get involved. You don't need my help. If it is not, I will intercede. So why is Rasulullah connected to this deed? Can you think of any other deed where he's connected like this? It goes back, to your debt to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should not find this hard to believe, because our beloved Messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if one helps his brother in need, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his feet firm on the day during which even the mountains will perish. Recorded by Ibn al-Najjar 5-126, and Shaykh al-Bani rahmatullah alayhi authenticates it in Sahih al-Jami number 176. So here's the answer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you help your brother in need, Allah Ta'ala will make your feet firm on the day during which even the mountains perish. So how is your because Rasulullah is helping you. Note again, it's the same deed. And had not our beloved Messenger also said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, doing good to people protects one from evil fatalities. SubhanAllah. Doing good to people protects one from evil fatalities. This is in Bayhaqi and Ibn Asakir. And Shaykh Al-Bani Rahmatullah Alayhi states Sahih. In Sahih Al-Jami, number 3760. So note, the goodness you do to others rebounds upon you. You do good to others, you are protected from what? Evil fatalities. Sahih Hadith. Thus our beloved messenger famously said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, attending to the need of a Muslim brother is more beloved to me, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, than itiqaf in this masjid, meaning the masjid of Al-Madina, for one entire month. SubhanAllah. This is in Tabarani in his Kabir, number 13,646. Tabarani in his Awsat, number 6,026. Al-Haythami in Majma' al-Zawaid, 8-191. And Shaykh Al-Bani Rahmatullah Alayhi authenticates it in As-Sahiha, number 906. Again, the answer. So what is more beloved to our beloved Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam than even itiqaf in his masjid? Everything multiplies more than 1,000 times in Masjid al-Nabi. So he's saying, more beloved to me than 1 month of itiqaf in my masjid is to attend to the need of a Muslim brother. So note, he's explaining this deed, whether you think it's small, doesn't make any difference to the value of the deed. It's more beloved to the Prophet, authentic hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In continuation, thus it is here where we can clarify as to why we cannot judge Islam by many of the wayward Muslims. For as the Shaykha A. Halwa had clarified in her work, Secrets of Divine Love, page 166-7, quoting, just as we would not judge the performance of a sports car by a bad driver, we similarly cannot understand Islam through the actions of a supposed Muslim who does not honor the laws of love that are at the core of the religion. SubhanAllah. So what did the Shaykh say? She gave a beautiful example. If you got a sports car, top of the range sports car, it would be ludicrous to say of a state of the art Lamborghini that is being driven by a very poor driver, I thought this car was top of the range, but it seems that I was wrong. Would that be a logical thing? That's a ludicrous statement, because the driver doesn't know what he's doing. The car's top of the range. There is absolutely nothing wrong with the car. The fault rather squarely lies with the poor driver. Thus, if we really want to see the beauty of Islam, we must turn to the true representatives who have imbibed the glorious teaching. Think about that. People always come out with, oh, Islam's a beautiful religion, but I can't become Muslim. Why? Because look at the Muslims. Stop. Then you give this example. So you're saying that Islam is like the top of the range automobile. He goes, okay, yeah, I would say that. So then why are you judging that top of the range automobile by a poor driver? That's not just, that's not fair. They're the Muslims. You can only judge the car when you've got the true driver who knows what he's doing, who knows what the car's worth. And that's the problem. Instead, we can't even articulate that. Oh, yeah, you got a point there. Go on, study more. Astaghfirullah. A question people often pose, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise to help the oppressed even if he is an unbeliever? So this is a good question. Allah Ta'ala will promise to help the oppressed, which is just. But why does He promise to help the unbeliever who doesn't believe in Him? The response is, this is the right of the servant upon his Lord. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we know? For our Mawla Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu relates that our beloved messenger had said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, avoid the curse of the oppressed, for he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his due right, and you must know that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala undoubtedly gives people their rights. Subhanallah. Recorded by Imam Suyuti rahmatullah alayh in his Jami As-Saghir, number 119, or volume 1, page 14. So simply put, what did our beloved messenger say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That you have a right, Allah ta'ala, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody has a right upon him. And you can claim that right. Alas, as is often seen, we may fail in the rights of our brothers and sisters. But glorified and free from all imperfection is our exalted, loving Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he will never fail the rights. Somebody goes, what's the rights of your brother? One of the rights is when he's ill, you visit him. Did you fulfill that right? Brother, no, I didn't fulfill it. Common. When he gives salam, return the salam. When he sneezes, return the zikr of sneeze, etc. When he invites, you attend. So these are the rights. If you don't fulfill those rights, there's a problem with you. Now, can you imagine that Allah the Almighty will fail in his rights? So when a servant is calling upon his Lord, and what did the Prophet ﷺ say? He asks Allah for his due right. And you must know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala undoubtedly gives people their rights. That's why he's responding. Not because he loves him. So if Firaun is oppressed, and he calls upon Allah, I don't even believe, but if you're there, Allah ta'ala will answer him. Why? Because that's his right. And look how tragic that is. People think that we can oppress non-Muslims. Oh, they're kafirs. Try it then, see what happens. Oh, he doesn't believe anything. I can oppress him. Because he's in the state of unbelief. Go and do it and see what happens. If the biggest atheist on earth, you oppress him, and he doesn't even make the word, he just says, well, I don't believe you're there, but if you are there, I've been oppressed. Next minute, Qutb is taken out. Qutb, who are you? So what is that telling you? That means that we aren't Bani Islam. You know, like they say, tribe, my tribe is Islam. We are all our brothers and sisters in humanity. We have that mindset. Compare this, the neglect of the rights of our brothers and sisters, to the overflowing compassion of our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who would even tilt the vessel for a cat to drink and would not raise it until the cat had quenched its thirst out of mercy for it. Refer to Dar al-Qutni 1-66, Bayhaqi number 1246. So imagine, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives a drink to a cat and he's tilting a vessel. He doesn't even stop until the cat stops. When the cat stops drinking, only then he takes the vessel away. That's the compassion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, in a famous narration, in Nasa'i number 10,034, Abu Dawood number 5,124, Tirmidhi number 2,570, Hakim in his Mustadrak 4-189, Sahih, Ibn Hibban in his Sahih, number 570, Bukhari's Al-Adab al-Mufrad, number 542, and Bukhari in his Bir al-Walidain, number 43. Sayyidina al-Miqdam ibn Ma'di Qarib, radiyallahu, he relates that our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا أَحَبَّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَخَاهُ فَلْيُؤْلِمُهُ أَنَّهُ أَحَبَّ. When one of you loves his brother, he should inform him that he loves him. When one of you loves his brother, he should inform him that he loves him. So this is a famous hadith. But there's an ideal way to profess this. And what is the ideal way? The ideal way to profess this is when you visit him in his dwelling. In Ahmad in his Musnad, number 21,214, Sayyidina Abu Dharr, he relates that our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when one of you loves his colleague, then he should visit him in his dwelling and inform him that he loves him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, I love you, which is why I have come to you in your dwelling. Subhanallah. So note, these are maybe the rights of our brothers and sisters. So there was a hadith where a companion was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another sahaba walks past And the Sahaba sitting with the Prophet said, Ya Rasulullah, I love him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet said, have you told him? He goes, no, just go and tell him. So he goes to that Sahaba, he goes, I've been instructed to inform you that I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Sahaba said, may the one for whose sake you love me, love you. So this is the right. When one of you loves his brother, he should inform him. But what is the ideal? And the ideal is when you go to your brother's dwelling. In his dwelling, you tell him this. And the response is the same. So note, and this is why the salam has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah ta'ala has given you one of his names, Afshus Salam. Spread the salam. And this will create love amongst you. So note, when people say there's no love amongst brothers and sisters, well, you're not even acting upon anything. So what did you expect? So note again here, many things which are mentioned by our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to do all that pleases him with acceptance. Amen. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? سبحان ربي حمدي سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك واتوب الله من الشيطان الرجيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والاصل الانسان لفي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم